Neil, a point away at a club high up in the division. Give us your thoughts on the performance.
Really pleased with the performance. Defensively, I thought we were really rock solid. Collins had to deal with a couple of half chances to a certain extent, but in my opinion, we've created six really good chances and we haven't stuck the ball in the back of the net. So disappointed that we haven't won the game, to be fair.
And obviously at the start of the game, the Coventry started a little bit quicker, but you soon worked your way into that game, didn't you? And you dominated for periods of it.
Well, yes, I think some of our play was good. We got the first pass off, which we've been working at very hard in training. And we, as I say, we created chances, probably had the best two chances in the first half. And we certainly had the best chance in the second half, that's for sure. And the boys are disappointed with the point. Our last away game against Shrewsbury, everyone was disappointed with the performances, but everybody's performance was brilliant today. Really chuffed with that, and we should have won the game against a top six team away from home.
And managed the game really well towards the end as well.
Yeah, they're doing that much better, to be fair. And they're not diving in, they're not giving silly free kicks to put themselves under pressure. And they're looking very solid, which is very pleasing indeed.
And the type of forwards that you played today, that you've played previously, they've got to be fed in a certain way, don't they? There's no good lumping big balls up towards them.
Especially against them two centre-halves, that's for sure. And we tried to look to feet and lots of movement, and we certainly did that. And as I say, we've created them chances, but unfortunately we didn't stick it in the back of the net.
Are you seeing the confidence grow week by week with this team?
Well, we're growing. We're still a young team. We're still learning. And you know, I think the average age is around about 23 with a 36-year-old playing right back. So we're learning, and they're getting their just rewards because they're working very, very hard off the pitch and on the pitch as well, which is all a manager and the rest of the staff can ask for.
And are you watching this team? What are your thoughts about developing the team? Are you going to try and add a couple more players into this squad to try and bolster it a bit more?
Well, it is thin, without a shadow of a doubt. We've missed a couple of players today, and if we can add, we'll add. But you know, I got a different perspective off the players who played against Port Vale, and there's certainly no panic to bring other players in. But if we can, then we'll add.
And what about the international break? Was that a frustration for you, really, because you were going so well before? It's nice to carry it on now, of course. But
well, it was. It was a little bit of a concern that we're really disappointed that the Bradford game was called off. And you know, it was a long time before we played again. But the lads have showed that they're still full of confidence, and they're growing with each game. And we just have to keep that going as much as we can.
And finally from me, Sam Allardyce still hasn't got an assistant. If you were asked about that job, would you consider it?
It won't be me, no.
It won't be you. Categorically, you'll stay with this job?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it, that a Blackpool manager wants to stop it?